We just got finished talking about that Rabbi Yochanan is willing to give Malkus based on presumption, now that I know the difference in assumption and presumption, and he's willing to kill based on presumption, but he's not willing to burn Truma in the case of presumption of this case of the kid and the garbage dump. Now the Rishonim want to know, why not? Why is that a weaker presumption? It's built on Rav. Rav Tanaka's Metapchem Ba'ashba. It's built on Rav. So why is that Rav considered a weaker Rav? So there are different shittas in Rishonim. Tosfos learns that the difference is that it is a Rav Hatali B'maisa, meaning it's something that takes an action that the kid has to touch Shratzim. It's a Rav, but it's a Rav that needs saying most kids do something. The other Ravs were things that are automatic. No action is necessary. Mother and father live with son and daughter. It's family. That didn't take an action. It's a reality. A woman wears big day nidusa. She's wearing it. That's a reality. She is a nida. Rav women that wear it are nidas. It did not take an action to create. The rav is not built that rav people do an action. The rav is built of what? I understand. But once she's wearing big day nidusa, the rav says she's a nida. Whereas the kid, the rav says he will touch the sheretz. Not once he touched the sheretz, something happens. It's Rav says he will do that action. That's why Tosfos learns it's a weaker Rav. Other Rishonim say a different chiluk, and that different chiluk doesn't work at this point yet. It will work if we go a little bit further in the Gemara, because it won't work completely as we will see, but let's go a little bit further in the Gemara. Maybe we'll find out what the other Rishonim say. But that's Tosfos' shot. It's called the Rav Hatali B'maisa. There's a difference between a Rav that is Bumamela, so to speak, parents and kids living in a house, our family, not an action that we're saying right people do, and it's just the reality of what happens, whereas here we're saying right kids will touch that shratzim. That's what Tyson said. Yes?
I was going to ask you,
if
you don't mind, to repeat the big day Nedusa versus touching sheriffs, because I'm not sure what the difference is.
The difference is, when a woman is wearing Big Day Nedusa, post facto, she's wearing it already, that tells us that Rav women only wear it when they are needed. It does not tell us that she did an action. She's wearing the clothing. That's the reality. She is wearing the clothing. We're not saying Rav women put on Big Day Nedusa. We're saying Rav women that wear Big Day Nedusa are nidus. That's the behavior of Rav women who wear Big Day Nedusa. We're not saying Rav women that wear Big Day Nedusa threw a ball into the basketball, did something. We're saying Rav women that wear Big Day Nedusa are nidus. Mashenkin, here we're saying Rav kids do the action of touching shratzim.
In both cases, we can go on.
10 lines from the bottom. Payam et Aleph. Eleiza chazaka shesar for the truma. Which would be a chazaka, Rabbi Yechonon shesar for the truma? When would Rabbi Yechonon agree that presumption is enough to bury to burn truma? Meaning, he doesn't agree in the case of the kid. He does agree. That's what I was saying yesterday. It is not that Rabbi Yechonon is saying we cannot use presumption to burn truma, because we're going to have a case right now where Rabbi Yechonon is going to say presumption is enough to burn truma. However, there's going to be a difference between the degree of presumption. Rabbi Yechonon is more persuaded, quote unquote, by the presumption of the next case than he was by the presumption of the previous case. As we said, he's more, I don't know what word to use, by the case of Nida and the case of family than he is by the case of the kid and the bug. So this is going to be a case that's similar to the kids and the bugs. I'm sorry, to the woman. And I just wanted to look at Mark before we ask any more questions so we can see the case.
I was going to say what you said, which there's greater evidence.
Right. The presumption is stronger.
Population behavior as far as the sheriff.
Right. It's more presumptive, if there's such a word. Anyway, Elohim Chazon Kerebech and Yosef Elohim Shumma Kedetnan. Isa B'tay Chabayis. You have a piece of dough in the house. U'shratzim V'tzvarim Metaplim Shem. And you have shratzim. Now, when we say shratzim, it doesn't mean a cockroach or a spider. It means eight kinds of shratzim. They're not, we wouldn't even consider them bugs. We would consider them shratzim. I don't know how to word it. Lizards, frogs, turtles. Those are shratzim. They're bigger than the cockroach and the spider. They are metame by frog is not a sheretz, by the way. They are metame by when they die, their body is metame kadasha. That's the halacha, the size of a lentil of their body. Tzvardim are not metame. It's not one of the eight shratzim. There is something very similar to tzvardeya called a tzav. The Gemara always says that tzav and tzvardeya. I'm not 100% sure what the difference is, but there's a difference. What?
Toad and a frog.
Toad and a frog. I hate to use words, but I don't know what I'm talking about. I do all the time, but I don't know what I'm talking about here. So shratzim utzvardim metaplum sham. They're around as though. V'nimtzachatichas be'isa. And we find evidence that there had been a cut, meaning some animal had touched this dough, some animal had hit the dough, and the question is, was it a dead sheretz? Or a dead, I don't know how we know it was dead, but the Gemara seems to think we know it was a dead thing. And we don't know whether it was a dead sheretz or a dead tzvardeya, because a living sheretz is not metame. So we say, imroiv shratzim tameya, imroiv tzvardim tahira. If roiv are shratzim, we say it's tameya, and we would burn truma. And if roiv are tzvardeyim, we would say it's tahar, and we would not only burn it, but we would say it's tahar. Rashi. Zog to Rashi, Shratzim tzav hadayim l'tzvardeya. Hatzav tamei. Hold a second. Hello? No. In the house of Shiva, you would light it there in the Shema. Rabbi Shnorman lost his father. He was calling me Roshan. Metaplum sham, aysim nipulim, chatichas. They were, I don't know how to translate it, nipulim, swollen pieces.
It wasn't a whole piece of dough.
I mean, there was a piece of dough, and.
I think the piece of the
sherets was
tough.
I mean, the shratzim fell apart. Makes sense. You're right. I'm sorry. It's my mistake. And Rabbi Schertz, thank you for explaining to me. You find a piece of the bug, of the animal, of the reptile, whatever you want to call this, on the dough. And the question is this a piece of a dead sheretz or a piece of the dead tzvardeya? You can't tell. They're very similar. If it's a piece of the dead sheretz, then the dough is tamei. If it's a piece of the dead tzvardeya, then the dough is tahar. the fell apart. That's, thank you very much. But I used to be pulim. The pulim means this animal, I don't know what to refer to as, is fell apart. And now we don't know whether it was the sheretz or the tzvadeya that landed on this piece of dough.
You used the word reptile-like.
Thank you. I once used the word reptile, and somebody told me that I'm missing the point, so therefore I don't use the word reptile as
like. If an animal put its foot in
a living sheretz is not matame.
He pulled away from the dough and he left his foot there. Is that like Abraham Achai?
No, Abraham Achai. A dead sheretz. I mean, you want to know if the sheretz is still alive?
Yes.
Whether an Abraham of the sheretz at the time, I don't remember. It's a parish or Mishnah somewhere, I don't remember. Yes?
I would suggest sheretz.
What?
I would suggest sheretz, unless you want to listen.
Right. No, but I said sheretz and tzvadeya. I wanted to make a... Okay. Im raiv shratzim, im habayis mukzekis li shratzim betzushim yaitzim mitzvardim. If there are more shratzim than tzvardim, tamei, afa lisarev, the chazaka veruba, the issa kamanhu. Now Rashi points out, because the chazaka and the right are here, meaning the chazaka that the dough was tahar is versus a raiv that's an issa kaman. We can count the shratzim and the tzvardim in the house. There's 30 of one and 20 of the other. So that's called a ruba de issa kaman. To Rashi, that is a stronger rive than a behavioral rive, which is avahida tinnik, ruba de lesser kamani. So Rashi differentiates between the two cases. Is in the case of the tinnik, it's not that we have 20 kids and 15 touched and 5 didn't. It's, we say, the behavior of children is to touch shratzim. It is not a rive in front of us. Let me try to explain this better. When you have a vote in Bezin, that's called the Ruba de Easter Kaman. There are three people. Two vote innocent. One votes guilty. So the psak is, we go by rive. That is a Ruba de Easter Kaman. It's in front of you. You see two, one. You see two, and you see one. That's called the Ruba de Easter Kaman. If you have shratzim in the house and tzvardim in the house, and you have a number of shratzim, you don't have to have an exact number, but you know there are more shratzim than tzvardim. They're here. There are 50 reptile-like animals here. 20, 30 of them are tamei, and 20 of them are not tamei. You know that. That's a ruba de issa kaman.
Is it live shratzim or carcass?
Yeah. You know there are 30 live shratzim and 20 live tzvardim, but then one fell apart. It's from the rive that's here. The 50 are here. It's not a behavioral rive that we're relying on behavior. Then the rive that is Ruba de Lesser Kaman. Most animals are kosher. That's a Ruba de Lesser Kaman. Most kids touch the garbage dump. That's a Ruba de Lesser Kaman. These are all most, right, that's called a Ruba de Lesser Kaman. Nida is a Ruba de Lesser Kaman. Most women that wear Big Day Medusa are Nidas. We don't have 15 ladies here. They'll be count 10 against 5. The case of family, that's a Ruba de Lesser Kaman. Most people that live together as father and mother, son and daughter, are families. This is a Ruba de Lesser Kaman. Rashi seems to say that by Truma, Rabbi Yechon is Machmer, that even though he would kill people on a Ruba de Lesser Kaman, he wouldn't burn Truma on a Ruba de Lesser Kaman. He would only burn Truma on a Ruba de Issa Kaman. That's Rashi Shita. That means Rashi is saying it's not that the presumption of Tinnik is any less than the presumption of family. It's the same presumption. But by Truma, we don't burn on that. We only burn on Ruba de Issa Kaman, Ruba de Les, not Ruba de Lesa Kaman. That's how Rashi differentiates, because we have a problem here. Let me explain the problem. The problem here is, here's Rabbi Yechon willing to kill somebody on Chazakah. He's willing to give somebody Malkus on Chazakah. In some cases, he burns Truma Chazaka, and then in some cases, he decides not to burn Truma Chazaka. Like, hello, where is this coming from? So I mentioned Taisa's Shita. The Taisa says that all the others don't depend on anybody's action. Therefore, we're willing to burn Truma for the Rive Shratzim, which have nothing to do with the person doing an action, or Rive Nidus, or Rive families. That was the case of Tinnik required the child to do an action. That's what Tysus learns. Rashi does not learn that way. And we're responsible for Rashi. We learn Rashi. Rashi learns all assumptions are created equal here, all presumptions. Except for Truma, we're not willing to burn Truma We're faster to give a person skila than to burn truma. That kind of arrive, we're willing to burn truma by. Now, this is a very important Rashi in the scheme, in the look at Shas, because throughout Shas we run into this issue many a time. Which is the stronger rive, the ruba de isa come on or the ruba de lesta come on? Which is the one we rely on more, ruba de isa come on or ruba de lesta come on? Rashi is explaining that Reb Yochanan is saying that a ruba de isa come on, we're willing to burn truma. A ruba de lesta come on, we're not willing to burn truma. We're willing to kill. We're willing to give a guy malchus. But we're not willing to burn truma for Aruba the Lesser come on. Whereas for Aruba the Easter come on, Rashi is saying we will. Yes?
I thought I heard you say in there something, which is that the majority of women, especially rubs,
you are so fascinated by this big day to do stuff.
No, I'm fascinated by logic. But this is Bayes' theorem, actually, if you want to know specifically. The majority of women who are wearing big dainas are, in fact, Nida.
Correct.
But you then mentioned that although the majority of kids in a trash heap are touching stuff, that the majority of animals in the trash heap are actually not
shrutzim,
they're actually rats.
Again, this is the argument where Rashi tells me that there are shrutzim in the garbage dump, and kids who are metapeir ba'ashba will touch shrutzim. Now, not all kids are metapeir ba'ashba. Not every kid enjoys the garbage dump.
But not all the things that they play with are dead rats.
Rashi doesn't bring that in. Again, Rashi. It's a great kash on Rashi. But it's not what Rashi says. I have to leave what Rashi says. Rashi does not entertain a suffix of whether the kid touched the sheretz once he's metapeir ba'ashba. Rashi said, roiv kids are metapeir ba'ashba where there are dead shratzim and will touch dead shratzim. You're bringing a new suffix in. He can metapeir ba'ashba and touch other animals and not shratzim. It's a great question. I have no answer for it. Rabbi Schutz will tell you it's not a question in a second. But Rashi never entertained other animals in the ashba. That's all I'm saying.
There's no question in my mind that when I ask a question that other people don't like. It's probably not a question, so I'd be grateful. But it seems to me that we are ruling out a very easy way of understanding with you.
Again, I mentioned...
No, and you're saying Rashi does not.
I'm sorry.
Not,
hello.
You don't care what Rosen thinks of Ashba. All you need to touch one of them. He touches the Shrutzim and the not Shrutzim. He touches all of them. That's the thing. All you need to touch one Sheretz. That Roy's kids don't touch one Sheretz. There could be there are plenty of other animals there that are also touched. That's what we're not concerned about, though.
Okay, you guys can take your argument later if you don't mind. We have to go on. Dr. Rashi, that's how Rashi answers the question. So, the question will be, what is the difference between the two chazakas? I'm sorry. Hello? Not now. No. Tanya kabasad Rabbi Yechanan. Shnei dvarim, ein bem das lisho, vasim chakam kamboshi yesh bem das lisho. Okay. There's halacha that says, this is halacha, not logic. What I'm going to say now is a halacha. I'll call it, it's either halacha l'mashe m'sinai, or we learn that from a pasuk to sugya and saita, Merit Hashem, we will get there soon, but at this point we'll just accept it, Merit Hashem. But at this point we'll just assume that this is the way it is. We're not going to go for the source, we'll leave that for the Gemara and saita. And that is, we just mentioned yesterday that a safek tuma b'shus hayachid is tameh, a safek tuma b'shus harabim is tahar. That is only when the safek includes somebody you can talk to. Ask, did this happen or did this not happen? And he doesn't know. But he is somebody you can talk to. But if the suffix happens to something that you can't talk to, the halacha is, even if it's a yachid, it's tahar. A ya'im by das lisho, the halacha says that Safik Tumma, Rishus HaYachid, on a Dover, She'ein Boy Das Plisho, is Tahar. Two cases, Rabbanan came along and said, even though it's Ein Boy Das Plisho, we will consider it like Yesh Boy Das Plisho. Zok de Breisa, Shnei Dvarim Ein Bam Das Plisho, there's no one to ask. V'asim Chachamim, K'mashi Yesh Bam Das Plisho. And the Chachamim said, halachically, we'll consider it like Yesh by Das Lishol. Chumad Rabbana. Midaraisa, the rule is, if there's nobody, meaning, normal case is, did the person touch the mace, did he not touch the mace? There's a person involved. You can ask him, he doesn't know, but he's a Yesh by Das Lishol. There's someone you could theoretically talk to, right? That's called Yesh by Das Lishol. But if the question is, did the Kaylee touch the mace or the Kaylee not touch the mace? And nobody was involved, there was no man involved here. I don't know how it would happen. The Suffolk will think of a case. Then it would be Tahar because it's aimed by Das Lishol. Caleb don't talk to you. And either do dead pieces, either does a dead chariot or a dead mace. That's called an aimed by Das Lishol. And the Halacha says, and the source for that is the Machlokes Masechta Sotah. But the Halacha says that it's Tahar. Came along to Rabbanan and said, we have two cases that are aimed by Das Lishol, and we're going to consider it like Yesh by Das Lishol. One is Tinnik, our case of Tinnik, which the Gemara is going to say in a minute. Aimed by Das Lishol, and we can paskin that it's Tamei B'Shus HaYachid, even though it's aimed by Das Lishol. This is one of the two cases that the Rabbanan were machmer and aimed by Das Lishol, like a Yesh by Das Lishol.
What is, I'm not understanding all the cases. Someone was found dead?
Again. We don't have to have cases. Let's forget cases.
Okay.
The halacha is, when we have a Safek Tumah, Rosh Hashanah, we pass Kintameh.
Safek Tumah could be a clay?
Could be anything.
Okay, there's a clay in the middle street.
Again. A Safek Tumah means, we don't know if it became Tumah. There's a reason to think it might have. And there's a reason to think it might not have.
Because it was there.
See, you're gonna force me to try to get the cases, and then we get bogged down in particulars. A person's walking in the street, and there's a mace there, and he doesn't know if he touched it or not. That's a subject to him, but you say, well, in the street, it might not be. It's in his backyard. So I walk in his stomach. If it happens in the street, he's sore. That's a subject to him. Now, that's only true when there's somebody to talk to. But when you have a Safek Tumah when there's no one to talk to, like a little kid, we don't know if the kid touched the mace or not.
The person who doesn't know in Rishus HaRabim, if he touched it, he's like Mishi Yesh Lishol.
He, again, a person is a Mishi Yesh Lishol, it's a fact.
He's the person.
Right.
Okay.
If the kid is a child if he touched it or not,
he's not.
There's nobody to talk to. So the halacha should be that he's tar, even if it's Rishus HaRabim.
Why would that make a difference?
I stated it five times, and I'll say it another time. The source for this is the Gemara in Saita. Whether it's Halacha L'Maaseh Mishnah, whether we learn it from a pasuk. It's not Negeyos now, what the source is. That's fact. That Ein Bei Das Lishol is treated Tar, and Yesh Bei Das Lishol is treated Tamei. That's a fact. Why? Wait for Masechta Saita, and we will find the Baruch HaMer Tzashem very well explained there. Rashi. Kamishi Yesh by Das. Aimbai is treated like a Yeshbai. Rashi. Kamishi Yesh, Kamasa Drabi Echidan, Dharma Matama Drabonam, Litvice. The Drabonam meant only to not burn it. Kamishi Yesh by Das Lisho, Kaimala Bishus Yachin Tzvekatame. The Bedava Shaim by Das Lisho, Kaimalon, the Philip Bishus Yachin Tzvekatar. Right.
This kid that we're talking about. It's up to 12?
No, that's a good question. At what point does it become a person yes by Das Lishol? And the answer is, I don't know, and I'm not going to make it up. I don't know.
I don't know if you can ask him why it's such a... Not the kid, the adult.
He doesn't know.
He doesn't know.
Okay, here we go again. The Gemara in Saita says that there's a difference whether we understand the difference or not. It's halach, let's just take, I'll take the easy way out because it's not true, but this is going to make it much easier. It's halach l'maaseh mishnah. It's just the way it is.
Okay.
There's no logic to this. There's no logic that Safek Tumah B'shus HaYachid should be Tameh and Safek Tumah B'shus HaRam should be Tar. Pashtus. No logic to it. There's no logic that a Sheretz is Matameh and a Tzardeh is not. No logic to that either. These are just the rules. The rules and regulations. What? Exactly. Play by the rules. So really, Midoraisa, a suffix about a kid would be tar because he's aimed by Das Lisho. Came along Drabbanan, and in two cases, they said that a tinnik, is even though it's aimed by Das Lisho, is considered like yesh by Das Lisho. One is the case of tinnik, v'yayin acheres, and there's another case. Tinnik hadamaran. Tinnik is referring to the case of the kid in the garbage dump. It's the case of a kid. We don't know if he touched. He's aimed by Das Lisho. Really, with Shapaskin, he saw her. Who cares if most kids touch or not touch? We don't know if he touched. It's a suffix. Right, especially Rabbanan considered it a suffix. Rameyer considered it Tahar. Rabbanan said it's a suffix. Right? And they said it's Tameh, B'shus HaYachid. Really, it should be Tahar, B'shus HaYachid. Teretz says, came along to Rabbanan and said, we treat it like yes by Das Lisho. Now, we don't burn Truma by it. It's a suffix. We're not saying that it's a Vadai. We're not saying go by Rav and burn the Truma. We're saying go by Rav. And Rabbi Yechanan had said, you don't burn the Truma. This is a riot to Rabbi Yechanan. Because if it would be a Vadai, it wouldn't be a case of yes by Das Lisho or aim by Das Lisho. If Rish Lakish is right, that in the case of the kid, we do burn the Truma, that means we're relying on this presumption that the kid is Tameh to burn the Truma. So then it's nothing to do with yes by Das Lisho or aim by Das Lisho. Presumption is not a suffix. It's a Vadai. Teretz Rabbi Yechanan told us that that presumption is not strong enough. This is a raya, because the Braisa considers this a suffix. The Braisa said, really, this should be Tahar, but be machmer midrabanan. That's a raya to Rabbi Yechanan, because according to Rish Lakish, this is not a suffix. We paskin that we burn the truma. It's a vadai. V'aydacheres, tinnik ha-damaran. V'aydacheres mahi, what is the other case? Issa b'tay chabayis. You have a doe in the house. V'tanigaylim u'mashkin v'tanigaylim. And there are chickens in the house. And by the way, live chickens are 100% tohar. U'mashkin t'meim sham. But you have tamei liquid there. V'nimtsu nekudim v'isa schulim. And all of a sudden, you find marks of a beak. What? Pecks. In the doe. Now, they came from the chicken. But we don't know whether their beak was wet from the mashkin tmeim, because chickens do drink, and they might have wet beaks when they touched the dough and then it became tamei, or they didn't touch it with a wet beak. We can't tell by looking at the dough whether the beak was wet when they touched the dough.
Transferring mashkin
tmeim? Uh-huh. Now, there's anybody to ask, chickens don't talk, dough doesn't talk. We have a suffix tuma. There's nobody here to talk to. Not that the case when we have somebody to talk to, but he knows the answer. But here there's nobody to talk to. It's called aim by Das Lisho. And the rule by aim by Das Lisho is tahar. Came along to Rabbanan and were machmer. Thailand, v'yaychlev v'loysarfen. They said treat it like a suffix and do not eat it b'shus hayachid, if it's b'shus hayachid. Even though it's aim by Das Lisho, this is one of the two cases of the chumrah. So again, let me try to explain what the Gemara is trying to do here. We had a machloikus Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish. In yesterday's case, the kid that touched the garbage dump, the presumption that the kid touched the garbage dump, and now he's holding a dough. Rameyer held it tar. We're not going in Rameyer's opinion. Rabbanan said, it's Tameh. Were Rabbanan saying Tameh Suffolk? Or Rabbanan saying Tameh Vadai. Are we willing to burn this now? Truma Tameh is a mitzvah to burn. Truma Tahira is usher to burn. Now we have a presumption that the kid is Tameh. Are we willing to use that presumption to burn Truma? So we had a Machlokes, Rish Lakish, and Rabbi Yechanan. Rish Lakish said, you burn the Truma. And Rabbi Yechanan said, no, you can't burn the Truma by that presumption. To translate that, Rish Lakish is saying that presumption creates Vadai. Halachically, it's definitely Tameh. And Rabbi Yochanan says that presumption is not enough to create Tvada, as far as Truma is concerned. That's what he said. Now, we have a Brisa that said that really it should be aimed by Das Lishon should be Tar. But Chachamim were Machmer. Now, if it's Vadai, what are we talking about? Yes by Das Lishon, aimed by Das Lishon. Definite. Yes by Das Lishon, aimed by Das Lishon only pertains if we don't know. Proves Rabbi Yochanan right. That we don't know. That presumption is not enough to create Vadai. It's only enough to not eat the Truma, but not to burn it. That's how we prove Rabbi Yochanan right. Once we're bringing this brisa to prove Rabbi Yochanan right, we also bring the second case to the brisa. When you have chickens who touch the piece of dough, and in the room, we're mashkin tameyim. We don't know whether their beak was wet or not wet. So really, it's Eibay Das Lishon. Came along the Chachamim and said, be machmer, don't eat it. They don't say burn it, don't eat it. It's a suffix. Rashi. Nikurim bikurus blaz. Shenikru tarnagaylim be'isa. Thailand, if Isa Zusho Truma Khashina Shabashasu at Tanagailam, the Mashkin Atmeim, maybe the Tanagailam drank from the Tame Mashkin, who Aida Mashka Tafeya Bhartumeyam when it was still wet in their beak. Nakru Beisa. Umidikamar Shnei Dvarim Alolu Asam Kabishi Yesh by Das Lishon. Since these two things Chazal treated it like Yesh by Das Lishon. The Shaninu Ba'akas Mem Thailand, and it says, don't burn it, the cloud is in exile. That means the case of Tinnik we don't burn, which is like Rabbi Yochanan. Dr. Gemara writes.
So if the water wasn't there?
If the water wasn't there, there's no suffix. What creates the suffix is the tame liquid.
It has to be in the water.
If it's not tame, why is it matame? Water is not matame unless it's tame. Amri Bishum and Levi Loishon of the Mashkin Levanim. Levanim, Levanim, I think it's Levanim. It's only when the liquid is white. Avu Mashkin Adumim, but if it's red liquid, he said the Nukka made the idea. Take a look at the dough, you can see if it's reddish. If it were wet, the wet liquid would be red. There's no suffix if it's red. If you see red or you don't see red.
What is red proof?
Well, if it's red, that means the chicken touched it with the red liquid. And if it's not red, that means he didn't have the liquid on his beak.
The color of water doesn't make a difference.
Yeah, Dr. Mishu Malevi. The only time we say it's a suffix is if it was water. But if it was red liquid, then it wouldn't be a suffix. Because then the chicken would have drank wine and would have touched the beak with wine on its beak, you would see it on the dough. If you don't see it on the dough, that means the chicken didn't have wine on the beak. I picked wine. I don't know if chickens drink wine. That's not the point here. Yes?
All right. Can you save the blood of a shepherd animal to fertilize a field?
I lost the connection here.
No, I'm trying to come up with a reason why. I mean, the red is not the issue. The red is simply
exactly.
Blue.
Exactly, 100%.
But I'm just wondering why someone would have a bucket of red
wine. Wine. It means that the Nukur made the idea. If he would have pecked at it, you would tell. In fact, the Gemara, the Doma Belasinuisa, maybe it got absorbed by the dough, meaning, why is that a raya? It still could have been touched by the red, and the red got absorbed, and it's not recognizable. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Dover Zeh Shama Berivi, Uperusha Le Shama. Rabbi Shuba Levi's the God Lazari heard it, but the truth is, he didn't say it completely. Because it makes a difference if the red is clear liquid or the red is dirty liquid. If it's dirty liquid, the red would remain, would never get absorbed. If it's clear red, then you're right, it could get absorbed. So when he said there's a difference between white and red, he meant red that's thick, akurim. I don't know if it's dirty I should use or thick. We'll find out what art score uses. It's clear enough that you can see reflection. That we say reflection of a kid, the Mepharshim speak out, anybody's reflection. It's so clear that it reflects. If it reflects, it can get absorbed. Abu Mashkin Akurim, what's he called, thick?
Cloudy.
Cloudy light. That would never get completely absorbed. Something would remain on top. Rashi. Even by red, he should have explained, with the chalik made tzulim lakurim. Maskim tzulim, clear liquid, noichim libala. They get absorbed easily. Shebevua shotinik, the muth clasped upon us the form of his face. That's what reflection means. Not the Mishnah Vayter. Okay, now starts a whole new sugya. Now, I want to give it a disclaimer now, and I will give a disclaimer again on Monday. This is not a halacha shir. Everybody's going to want to know the next week. Everybody's going to want to know halacha l'maisa. It's very negaya, this next sugya. It's hilchas yichud. And everybody's going to have questions, if this, then that, and the other. This is not a halacha shir. I will try my best to learn the Gemara and the Rashi, and to explain a little bit here and there. But this is not a halacha shir, and nobody's going to walk away from this year knowing hilchas yichud. So I just want to make a disclaimer right now, and I will repeat it again on Monday, or maybe many times next week, as the shailas come up. This is the sugya of yichud and shas. This is it. The main sugya of yichud and shas is the next plot. Next plot. Zog the Mishnah. Lo yisyachad adam im shnei nashim. This is a summation of Masechtas Kedushin. We're finished with Yichus. We're finished with Kedushin. We finished. Now we're talking about Hilchis Yichud. Lo yisyachad adam im shnei nashim. A man should not be alone with two women. Zog Rashi. In Beis Nashim, they should die tankala. Women, I don't know how to translate die tankala without being politically incorrect. Let us just say is, they're easily persuadable. Ushteyim noichas lehispatais. And you could persuade both women to do snus. But like tirazu mechavata, and won't be afraid that her friend will spill the beans, because women are willing to be persuaded. If the man persuades them both to be the mezana, they'll both be mezana, and they don't have to be afraid of each other, because the way of women is that they are easy to persuade. But two men and one woman are okay, because men are embarrassed in front of the other man, because you never know if the other man will be mezana or not. And therefore, even if they would like to be mezana, they have a protection, the other man. And we're not afraid that both men will want to be mezana. Rashi, and Beis Anashim, She'echad b'ish mechaderai. Shimon Eimer, af ish echad m'syachad im shtei nashim. This is a very difficult piece of Mishnah. Im ishta, b'zman she'ishta imai. A man can be m'syachad with two women if his wife is there. Now, this needs a lot of explanation. I wonder if the Gemara is going to explain it. No, it's not. We're going to have to come back and explain this exactly. But simply put, if his wife is there, she will watch him from being mezana with another lady. And therefore, there is no yichud with a woman, even though there is only one other woman, he won't be mezana because his wife watches him. The Yashan...
Your wife one of the women?
Yes. One of the two. The reason I'm saying that is because many Rishayim hold that the Mishnah said a man can be mezana with two women, but he can be mezana with three. So if his wife is the third, so he can be mezakah with three strange women. So machlokes rishayim. If when it says two women, does it mean two? Or does it mean only two? Or does it mean any number of women? Obviously up to a certain point, whatever that certain point is. When it's a rabbim, it gets out of the thing. B'yashin imam b'pundiki, and he can sleep with another woman in an inn, b'zman she'ishtem shem rasai. If his wife is there, there's no issur yichud with the other woman, even to sleep in the same room, because his wife is there. Misyachar adam im imoyim bitai. There's no issur yichud with a mother and with a daughter. The yashan imam b'kirav baser. He can even sleep with a mom or a daughter when he's young, without wearing clothing. The migdilu, but if they're older, then they can sleep together. We're not afraid of anything, but they have to be wearing clothing. Rashi?
Isn't there usually, when it comes to Shomer, isn't there usually
at night doesn't work.
That is a big thing. You're bringing up a very valid point, and that is a wife different? Because a wife is very aware of the fact that there's another woman in the room, and she's an extra special shamer. Meaning what Menachem means to ask is, we don't rely on one shamer at night, because the shamer can be sleeping. So some Mefarshim are bothered by that. One of the Terusim that I remember, and again, I'll believe that and look at it again, is that a wife doesn't fall asleep so well when there's another woman in the room with her husband. She's an extra special shamer. She's not willing to share her husband. Right. That's the answer some say. Now, personally, right, Rashi, and based on Rashi, Shecha, Baish, Mechaverai, Shecha, Radim, Ima, Taima, Befarish, Begamara, Begashin, Imam, Haben, Imai. Ubaik, the cotton comer, the Yashin, Ima, Bekir, Buster, when he's still young, the Befarish, Razel. Gdilis, Ayashin, Betsusai, Bechain, Abbasin, Mevia, Baik, the Kitana. When she's young, they can sleep without clothing. When you're older, what older and younger is not so simple. I don't know if the Gemara is going to talk about it. The Gemara in Brachos talks about it. The Gemara says, the Shiloh, whether it's 11 or younger than that, by a girl. The Gemara talks about it in the third parak. But,
not
Al Lachashir, exactly. Thank you. Thank you. I'm very happy. And, but they can sleep with their clothing on. Now, with a sister, which I don't think the Gemara will address. The halacha is, a person can be miyachah with his sister if it's not dira. Now, what that means is a big machloikas, major machloikas. I was just saying we're a Maisha Pasch. They don't live together. Brother and sister cannot live together. I mean, in that same building, in the same place. But there's no issue yichud. So Maisha says that some of Achrayim want to learn to depend if they're together for more than 30 days. Less than 30 days, brother and sister can be together. Less than 30 days is not a kriyas. Once it's 30 days, it's a kriyas. That's what a lot of Achrayim learn. Ramesh doesn't learn that way. Ramesh learns, is it a temporary setup, or is it a setup that's set? Meaning he says, parents go to Eretz Yisrael and leave a brother and a sister in the house. That's a problem, because that's a kriyas. They live here, and they're staying here for X amount of days. Even if it's a short number of days, the fact that they live here in Bekvias makes a problem. That's what might just suck. Whereas if it just happens to be one night that they're together, that's not considered a Kvias. That's what Maisha writes in the thing. But once it's a Kvias of where they live, for even if it's more less than 30 days, Maisha holds, that's considered a Kvias and it's Aser. So a brother and a sister can be Miyachid. There's no it's a Yichud. But there's an issue of them living together. What living together means is a big machlokes achrayim. Where Rabbi Yisrael is saying it depends if the setup is a kriyas or if it's not a kriyas. Living at home is a kriyas. That's what makes it problematic. And again, it would depend on not the length of time Rabbi Yisrael says, but on the setup. Is this just a temporary happen tonight? Or is it this is where they live? And I think he says for one night it's mutter even that way. But once again, he says parents that go to Eretz Yisrael, that's what he writes, have to make sure not to leave a brother and a sister alone at home.
Rabbi, this is not dependent on other people in the home?
Of course it does. Yichud means there's nobody else around.
Nobody else.
I mean, when parents are around, the brother and sister can live there.
No, I mean multiple siblings, other adults, something.
Right, so that becomes that. Yes, it does depend. And that particulars, maybe we will get there, maybe we won't get there as we go along.
Does doors open?
Oh, that's it. That's exactly it. Keep on asking your silence. This is the Gemara's going to talk about. The Gemara's going to talk about that. I said, why don't you want to? I tell you, it's not a halachas year.
Remember, you said it once, you said it four times. It's five times.
No, let me explain something. Doors open don't help you when you're sleeping in a house with the door locked. And doors open don't happen at night either because nobody's walking in. I mean, some people might walk in, but not the ones you want.
Because if this is all day long, this is just when they're sleeping.
Pashtus, yeah. It's a brother and a sister. Yes. Yes, doctor.
Because we're about to hit it. department, I would suggest that Lear should not be embarrassed by Dr. Cohen. Everything shows that women, the normal distribution of women and the normal distribution of men, that women do think in more of an emotional fashion than men. So just translated as think emotionally rather than like...
Fine. Okay. I'm willing to live that way. Again, have to be very careful because everything is created equal. Men are women, women are men. They're all day and it's, and then nobody's a man, nobody's a woman anymore.
There's absolutely no evidence that men are women and women are men. There is a normal distribution in male and female characteristics.
Oh, I know that as a Supreme Court justice that didn't know what the translation of woman is.
Just because.
But it is, okay. That's making a difference to them. Anyways, have a wonderful Shabbos and a wonderful day.